What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This Haberman and Middlecoff segment is brought to you by EaseWellness.com, promo code HAM.
Promo code HAM, promo code HAM, EaseWellness.com, best CBD products delivered to your house, promo code HAM.
And this podcast is brought to you by MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. The promo code is HAM and the numeral one.
My least favorite take of the last 15, last night, I just want to congratulate, I want to thank everybody for taking a stand against the people that were booing, I mean, cheering the Kevin Durant injury. Like, I'm glad that so many people stepped up and that and shamed all the people that were clapping. Something needs to be said to those people. That can't be acceptable in this society, John. Give me a break. Shut up. Like, we all, there's no debate. We all know cheering a hurt guy is dumb. Thank you for your strong takes on that. Like, I get why the players have a right to say something. But Twitter was, this is not acceptable. This fan base is... Like, I watched the video. There are a bunch of people just sitting there doing nothing. Like, you put 25,000 people together, 100,000 people, 100 fans, some of them will cheer for their team to win however their team needs to win. Like, you've never been... You never thought about anybody like, man, I hope that guy dies. Like, no one's ever thought that. Like, give me a break. They're human. Who cares? Who cares?
I honestly think, and I'm not a big Canada guy, as you well know.
Yeah. You think they're showing off when they sing their own anthem like that?
I think a little bit. It kind of bothers me. I mean, they send Monica. I mean, can't we send someone a little more famous? But, you know, that's nitpicking. I do think, though, Guy, the natural reaction is not cheering because they think he tore his Achilles. They're cheering because they think they can win and he's gone. They're not like cheering this guy's life story ending right there in front of them. I don't think it's as vicious and as, I don't even know what the right adjective
is. It's not as deep. We're making it too deep.
It's just basic. I thought Big Cat from PFT had a good – He's like, we all have a little meat. We're just fans that are drinking. Like, it's just a reaction. You either boo or cheer. This is not – you're not raising a child, like, giving them all these different levels of life. It's just pretty simple. We want to win or don't want to lose. Fucking basic.
If you told him Kevin Durant has a career-ending injury, but you win the finals, or he doesn't have a career-ending injury, and the Warriors win the finals, what would they choose?
Of course.
Well, whatever. I just want to win the finals. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. I also think a lot of the reaction, and again, I am not defending this country, that the more I've thought a lot about it the last couple weeks, are they the most irrelevant, pretty big country in America, in the world? Like, if we had everyone was lined up to take us out from like China and Russia, I think they'd be our last call. You know, like, they're just irrelevant. They're just there. Like, they don't factor in at all.
Isn't that kind of their appeal, though? Is that they just stay out of – like, they're just doing their own thing?
Yeah, but I don't respect – I never respect that guy.
Right.
Just, you know, in a business or in an office is like, well, it's not my – I don't have anything to do with it. That's just always them. Like, hands up. Well, last night, I do think their first reaction was like, whoa, you know, when he goes down. Because he immediately throws and it's like, oh, You know, so are they going, woo, woo? Now that one guy in the front row waving. But it's like, does he speak for everyone? There is the picture when he goes down. One dude's taking a picture, sitting right next to this guy you might have heard of, Wayne Gretzky, who's just looking at him. And then another guy is just looking at him.
Right.
So I'm with you. It's not as like maniacal, vicious, and they're just so mean-spirited. Like you said, it's not that deep. I would say it couldn't be any more surface level, right?
No.
When you go to a game, to me, the only thing deep about having been to a playoff game, I think, in any sport, is like when plays happen, you feel, if you're a sports, like a big sports fan, and I would imagine most people in Toronto, they're either super rich, probably a combo, super rich sports fans. You do feel what's at stake. Like you're at a regular season game, unless you're watching like a no-hitter or Nick Foles. Like I was at the game when Nick Foles threw for 7 touchdowns. But at the end of the day, it's just like this is like JV versus varsity. Now, if I was at a Super Bowl and he was throwing for 7 touchdowns, you're like, I'm watching the most remarkable performance in the history of the sport. When you're at an NBA Finals game, there's like historic ramifications, right? But so there's a little deeper meaning. Fans know what they're watching. I mean, I can relate going to Game 7. If I could do it all again, I would have been sober. But I knew what was on the line that game. And I think – so there's a little probably deeper than surface level. But at the end of the day, you just cheer yes or kind of boo when bad shit happens. That's the most basic element of a sporting event at any level, from Little League to pro sports. You just have to pay more to go to these deals. I don't think many people were like, I'm so glad that guy tore his Achilles. Bad human. He can't walk now for a year.
Well, John,
hopefully the doctor screws up the surgery. Like, no one's saying that.
If Tom Brady gets hurt in the first quarter of the Super Bowl and we just pulled the other team's fans, like, okay, we can delay the next 3 quarters until Tom's healthy. Not only would they not do it, neither would the other team. Like, I don't want to win a championship like that. Okay, but you do want to win a championship, right? Like, yeah. Well, okay. I guess this is part of the sport. Injuries are part of the deal. Our guys get hurt too. Fine. It was in the moment. It was emotional. If it happened, like the fact that Kevin had been hurt a month ago, if he had never returned and all the Raptors fans were saying, we're so glad Durant's not here, no one would say a word. But like, yeah, of course you are.
Well, did you see the back page of like the Post or whatever, the New York?
Yeah.
What's your reaction to that visual?
Knicks lose game 5?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
My reaction is, to them, the story is, Kevin's going to come here next year, and he's going to be great on the Knicks. So, they lost if they thought they were getting him. The Knicks lost yesterday. They're allowed to express that emotion.
But I can't believe the amount of people. I guess I can.
Shameful.
Yeah, yikes. Like, do you guys follow the fucking back page? Do you know, like, that resonates? I am so – one issue I have with the NBA right now is they don't worry about the fan at all. They just think that, like, at any moment – the fans are just there in perpetuity. You can just yell at them, scream at them, treat them like shit, charge them a shitload, and they're just there forever. I think they have – no league has lost more touch with the consumer. And even the NBA fan doesn't even quite – like the elitists on social media, like everyone in New York today is pissed off. Why? Because they thought their star player that was coming just tore his Achilles. Of course they're fucking mad.
No, what about the loyalty to the human? This is a human being. Yeah, we know. Of course he's a human being. Like, we get it. It's not insensitive to also have a selfish motivation.
I'll be honest, guy. I'm getting a little tired of – do we know these are humans? No, I think they're robots. No, I think they're dogs. Yeah, we know they're fucking humans.
Well, people have been telling us this. Look, guess what? Celebrities have been telling us for a long time that not every aspect of celebrity is wonderful. And that's part of it, that people walk up to you and grab your arm while you're eating dinner and say, hey, sorry to interrupt, but can I get a photo? I'm not an animal in a cage. Look, logically, we all know that, but people act weird when it comes to famous people and celebrities, okay? Like, part of the emotion attached to treating you like you're more than just a human, like you're a superhero, is why we sell a lot of jerseys. That's why people buy your card, while people buy your shoe. It's because if you were just viewed by the masses as just a normal human, then they just want to borrow your lawnmower, not buy your shoe. But that's part of the deal, is elevating your brand, elevating your brand, elevating your brand, elevating your brand. Why do they think I'm not a human? Because all we're doing is talking about your brand all the time. I'm a brand. I'm a brand. You're a brand. You're a brand. Be a brand. Be a brand. Be a brand.
Oh, I'm a business too.
I'm a business. And I'm not even talking about Kevin. I'm just saying, like, we're always talking about people like they're not, like, well, your Instagram should be curated for your brand. But then people are mad when you don't treat them like a human, but you treat them like they're Nike or
what
something.
What does that even mean?
Be a brand, be a brand, be a brand. I'm a human, no, I'm a human, I'm a human.
Curating your Instagram, that actually sounds pretty smart. I'd like to know how to do that.
Well, I just mean that's what, you know, everything is thoughtfully put together.
Yeah,
it has
yeah.
to be in line with your brand so people yeah. connect with you. Like, my favorite tweets right now are the, like, eating chicken, what are your favorite meals? Like, how are people replying to that shit? How are people replying to that? Look at my beautiful Porsche. It's blue. What are your favorite colors? Are you fucking kidding me? That's engagement?
I honestly felt like, and I was just having these thoughts when I tweeted a survey, just harder thing to do, golf major, tennis major.
Yeah.
I'm like, am I kind of that loser? But I'm not even
No, that's different.
But I thought that that's...
But that's a genuine, you asked a genuine question. Like, to me,
yeah, that I was legitimately
eating chicken,
thinking.
What are you guys eating tonight? It's not a genuine question.
No.
It's just engagement for replies for your brand, for your curation.
I agree.
Listening to podcasts, what are some of your favorites? That's legit if you want to know what other podcasts exists.
We'll just keep on grinding.
Share this pod.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.